I'd like to thank everyone for being present, for having made the choice to come here. And I feel we co-composed the few bars of a beautiful symphony of peace in Auroville. And let's continue composing, not just today, but also the other 364 days of the year. And next year we'll have more than more people joining in this day. My name is Wim, and I live in Adventure, and I've been in Auroville since 2000. And I'm right now full swing in organizing an event, which is called 11 Days of Global Unity. And it's a global initiative that is happening all over the world. Saturday the 16th of September is Earth Dance, which started in 1997, and that's also a globalized event. It's a synchronized dance event that is happening all over the world in more than 100 different nations. People come together and dance for peace and for justice and for global unity. And so this also is the first time that we're organizing this here in Auroville, and this will be happening at the visitor center. The intention really is for these 11 days for just people to be a little bit more aware than they already are, in the sense of, you know, creating and conditions for peace, you know, be it just being gently and kind with their neighbor or their fellow Orvillian, or in the meetings to just maybe start with a moment of conscious intention to create an environment of peace and non-violent communication, and at the same time to also be connected with the rest of the world, knowing that this is actually an event that is has some awareness all over in different countries, and then accumulates on the 21st of September with the United Nations Peace Day, which is a way, really, a day that not only that governments are asked to actually have a global ceasefire, because it's one fact in the world right now that we're living in 2006, and until today there has never been a day where there has not been someone been killed through an armed conflict or so. And so this whole idea of for one day to have maybe that ceasefire would actually then create conditions for and 2 days, 3 days, and so we're kind of coming to a whole year. And and beside that, of course, that's on a global or political level, but I feel it's also very important to have it on the personal level, to ask ourselves what does peace means to me, what does peace means in Auroville. So just to bring in that awareness, which is in a way the vision of organizing an event like that, is to bring more awareness on local and bioregional and global level around issues of peace, sustainability and global unity.
See you. News from Oroville, 4th January 2007. On Saturday, December 30th, 2006, Orovillian Wim Aspeslag, originally from Belgium, passed into the light. He was 50 years old.
சிறிது காலமாக இனம் காண முடியாத கிருமியால் நோய்வாய்ப்பட்டிருந்த திரு விம் கடந்த 30ஆம் தேதி டெல்லி அப்போலோ மருத்துவமனையில் உயிர் நீத்தார்.
Wim joined Oroville in 2001 and was particularly active in bringing people together, co-organizing student programs and making global issues, concepts and celebrations more of a reality in Oroville through his Cosmos Café and other creative events.
Toute cette dernière semaine, son attitude courageuse a beaucoup impressionné son entourage.
Wim kam 2001 zu uns. Er war ein Naturtalent, wenn es darum ging, Menschen zusammenzubringen.
Wim was a gentleman in the complete sense of the word and of a rare species. Wim will be missed by many in various places of the world. The walk on the way goes on. We'll meet again. The livingroots.org site tells us that Wim was 8 times a lead faculty for Living Roots and former instructor at the California Institute of Integral Studies and adjunct faculty in planning and public policy at the University of Oregon. Wim was an NGO consultant and lecturer in human rights, the environment, and sustainability. His research and writing included metropolitan issues, sustainability studies, and educational system reform, South Asian cultures, socio-economic and political globalization, and ecological worldviews.
I'd like to thank everyone for being present, for having made the choice to come here. And I feel we co-composed the few bars of a beautiful symphony of peace in Oroville. And let's continue composing, not just today, but also the other 364 days.